This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening, I'm Natalie Haddad. Here's a look at your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. After days of hiding out from the Taliban, two Colorado Springs women finally made it out of Afghanistan. Salma Kazemi and her mother are now at a safe location outside of Taliban control. Congressman Doug Lamborn's office would not tell us exactly where they are, only that they would return home to Colorado Springs soon. Salma and her mother traveled to Afghanistan in early August to visit family. We're told Lamborn's office is working to help more than a dozen others stuck in the war-torn country get back to America. And evacuation flights are back in the air in Afghanistan, but thousands of Americans and Afghan refugees are still stranded, fighting for their lives to even make it to the airport in Kabul. Despite those stranded, President Biden is defending his strategy in Afghanistan, saying the administration is ramping up evacuation efforts once people reach the airport. As many as 15,000 Americans and at least 60,000 Afghans who helped the U.S. are still trying to flee the country, many of those now hunted by the Taliban. Members of Congress are now receiving briefings on Afghanistan, but many are speaking out against President Biden's administration and the U.S.'s handling of the withdrawal. And a 13 Investigates report is now causing changes on the state level when it comes to COVID-19 requirements for schools. Friday, we told you on KRDO.com about Falcon District 49 refusing to report COVID-19 cases to the state. Now the district says it is reviewing the new guidelines, but it won't say yet if it's changing its policy. As of Friday, the state's new requirements for reporting COVID-19 cases in schools matches up with Colorado law, meaning schools and child care facilities are required to report cases of COVID-19. Many of the supporters are praising the district for taking matters into their own hands and deciding what is best for students. Other social media comments in support of D49 have started to pile up following our report. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Natalie Haddad. Have a great Saturday.
A couple isolated rain showers up into the mountains tonight, but really I-25, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo staying dry. Turning mostly clear overnight with low temperatures down to 55 degrees in El Paso County, 57 in Pueblo. And for our Sunday, looking at just a gorgeous day, nothing but sunshine and no chance of rain. A bit of a breeze, though, with wind gusts anywhere from 20 to 25 miles an hour during the afternoon. 91 in the Springs, 97 in Pueblo. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.